This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
So, check this out. There are people who can bend down their pinky without bending the ring finger. But most find it hard or even impossible to do. When they move their middle or little finger, they tend to slightly bend their ring finger too. Yep, me too. Globe luxation is an extremely rare condition when people can make their eyes protrude out of their sockets. Unfortunately, this ability comes with downsides. It can cause numerous eye issues. Some indigenous groups of people, like Tibetans, can survive at altitudes as high as Mount Everest. This rare ability most likely appeared after years of evolution. The ancestors of modern Tibetans lived in high regions for thousands of years and developed red blood cell adaptations, making it possible to survive with dangerously low levels of oxygen. The Baju are sea nomads living in Southeast Asia. These people have evolved an extra-large spleen, serving as a repository of oxygen-rich blood cells. Thanks to that, they can easily spend 5 to 10 minutes fishing underwater without coming up for air even once. Now, about 14% of the population don't have a palmaris longus muscle. Oh, it's actually a rudimentary part of the body, and the need for it disappeared in the process of evolution. So, if you don't have this muscle, worry not. Its absence doesn't affect the work of your forearm anyway. About 5 to 37% of people don't have wisdom teeth from birth. These teeth are not really needed anymore. They were important for our ancestors since they helped to chew hard food like nuts, roots, and meat, and saltwater taffy. Nah, I made that up. But since most of the food we eat today is processed, wisdom teeth are now a mere atavism. Most people have just one clockwise hair whorl, but 5 out of 100 people have a double crown. And if both whorls are directed counterclockwise, this makes a person even more unique. Some scientists think there's a genetic link between hair whorl direction and handedness. A bit more than 8% of right-handed people have counterclockwise hair whorls. But in the left-handed, this number grows up to 45%. A man's brain gets older faster than a woman's. As men age, they start complaining about memory problems and lack of concentration more and more often. At the same time, women don't have such acute problems with memory, but they feel depressed more often. Which one would you choose? Now, when someone is lying, their own nose gives them away. Psychologists from the University of Granada have discovered that when a person tells a lie, the temperature around their nose and in the inner corners of their eyes goes up. This phenomenon got the name of, wait for it, the Pinocchio effect. Japanese people have particular bacteria in their intestines. These bacteria help them to digest sushi. The Japanese have...
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And eating raw seaweed for centuries. Microorganisms dwelling on the surface of the seaweed got into their bodies and actively developed. Nowadays, the bacteria help Japanese people digest raw food and prevent different problems connected with food. So, people have as many hairs on their bodies as chimpanzees. The hair count of a person and a chimp is approximately the same. The only difference is that human body hair is mostly useless and so fine that it's almost impossible to see. Humans don't have more genes than other species. In fact, people have fewer genes than a worm. Tomatoes also have many more genes than you do. But we are such complicated creatures. Well, recently, scientists have concluded that the number of genes that a genome contains isn't closely connected with the complexity of a living being. Let's take a breather. Speaking of which, your left lung consists of two lobes, while your right lung is divided into three parts. Plus, the lung on the left is a bit smaller since it has to make room for your heart. Your lungs also contain around 1,500 miles of airways. It's more than half the distance between New York and Los Angeles. There are also more than 300 million alveoli, which are tiny balloon-shaped air sacs in your lungs. People have five most obvious senses: vision, smell, touch, hearing, and taste. But that's not all. How about thermoception, the sense of heat? Or nociception, the perception of pain? Or your body awareness, proprioception? To figure out what it is, close your eyes and touch your nose. Got it? That's proprioception in action. This list can be much longer. Some experts state people have from 21 to 53 senses. So your fingers get all wrinkly after you spend too much time in the water. Pruny fingers are caused by the narrowing of your blood vessels. When you stay in the water for a long time, your nervous system makes your blood vessels shrink. Your body sends the blood away from that area, and this loss of blood makes your vessels thinner. The skin starts folding over them, forming those funny wrinkles. Scientists think this process helps us have a better grip when our hands and feet are wet. There are three kinds of cone cells in the average person's eyes. These cones help to recognize the colors in the blue, red, and green spectrums. Thanks to them, most people can distinguish around 1 million different shades. But those with tetrachromacy have four cones in their eyes. This feature allows them to see up to 100 million different hues. This vision anomaly is extremely rare and is much more common in women than in men. Interestingly, most people with tetrachromacy don't even realize they see the world brighter than others. Now, not all people have round pupils. Two people out of every 10,000 have unusually shaped pupils. Most commonly, they resemble keyholes. This eye disorder is called colobomy. Interestingly, some people with this condition don't have any problems with their vision. So get this. If someone managed to uncoil all the DNA in the human body, it would stretch out to around 10 billion miles. Hey, do the math. That's twice the distance from Earth to Pluto. And that's not the only awesome thing our body is capable of. Trillions of nerve connections are powering your memory nonstop. According to studies, after looking at 2,500 images for a mere 3 seconds, most people can recall if they have seen these pictures with 92% accuracy. Wow. Your body glows, emitting tiny amounts of barely visible light. This glow is the product of biochemical reactions going on inside your organism. The light waxes and wanes throughout the day. But even though it is visible, you can't detect it with the unaided eye. From 1 to 6 pounds of your body weight is made up of bacteria. And from 100 million to 1 billion bacteria can live on just one tooth in your mouth. So please brush. It's impossible to taste your food without saliva. All because the chemicals in your food must be dissolved in saliva before they get detected by your taste buds. Even though it sounds like a myth, eating too many carrots can indeed turn your skin orange. Carrots have high amounts of beta-carotene. That's a compound that can cause carotenemia. If you have too much of this compound in your bloodstream, it'll hold on to parts of your body with thicker skin. I'm talking about the soles of your feet, your knees, elbows, palms, and even certain areas around your nose. But worry not, this condition is not dangerous. You can easily reverse it by decreasing the amount of beta-carotene-filled foods you consume. The chin muscles, scientifically known as the mentalis muscles, look pretty quirky, giving us mixed feelings. Just look at these creepy tiny tentacles. And still, they make it possible for us to create all kinds of facial expressions that involve the lips, chin, and cheeks. And yes, they are the culprits behind those weird wrinkles and crevices on the skin of your chinny chin chin. All because these muscles don't pull on themselves, but yank on the skin. Now, people can live without some organs, leading a normal life. The human body consists of singular organs and those that come in pairs. And speaking of the latter, you only need one of those to survive. Your small intestine is actually not so small. It's taller than you, measuring around 23 feet. Now, the cornea, that transparent front cover on your eyes, doesn't have any blood supply. Instead, it receives oxygen directly from the air. Human beings develop their unique fingerprints very early in life, while they're still embryos, just 3 months after being conceived. By the way, even if fingerprints get badly damaged, they tend to grow back to their original pattern. All people are born with a diving reflex. It can get activated and shut bodily functions if one is drowning or is submerged in the water. The human brain is by no means smooth. But if you decided to flatten all those wrinkles covering it, the brain would be the size of a pillowcase, but not as useful. Newborn babies only blink once or twice in a minute. For comparison, a grown-up person blinks at least 10 times within the same time. Our lungs are the only organs that can float on the water, all because they're made up of around 300 million balloon-like structures called alveoli. Also, even if we're perfectly healthy, our lungs are never completely germ-free or sterile. Your nose is a superhero. It's your very own heater, filter, and humidifier. This organ is lined with tiny bone-like shelves called turbinates. They contain blood vessels capable of heating the air and goblet cells that can help humidify the air. Also, the air you breathe gets filtered in your nose before going further to your lungs. Now, every time you eat something, your esophagus, the organ your food travels through to reach the stomach, moves in a series of wave-like contractions, pushing the food forward. This is known as peristalsis. There's a bond between your digestive system and your brain, the gut-brain axis. This is why stress or brain issues can affect the way your body digests food. Now, even though hiccups are typically harmless and resolve by themselves after a couple of minutes, they aren't exactly pleasant. So you should probably know that they might occur because of changes in temperature. The density of your brain increases throughout your whole life, all because new neural connections pop up. They appear because the structure of the brain keeps changing too. If you don't want to sneeze, press the skin on the bridge of your nose with your fingers. When you do it, your brain receives an alarm signal. Very quickly, it puts the brake on all those other processes, including the sneezing reflex. By the way, studies have found that sneezing is your nose's way to reset. A sneeze reboots the cells that line the inside of your nose. They're called cilia. The part of your brain that's responsible for vision is in the back of your head. Interestingly, the right side of your brain controls the vision on the left side and vice versa. If you're in some loud place, for example in a club or at a concert, close your ears to better hear your friends. Push the tragus, which is that pointy skin-covered cartilage in front of the ear canal, into your ear. Then turn this ear toward your friend. On average, when a person snores, the sound doesn't get louder than 60 decibels. That's as loud as a regular conversation. But sometimes, the noise level can reach 80 decibels. That's as loud as a working food blender. Just like salamanders regrow their tails, humans might be able to regenerate cartilage. That's the rubber-like stuff surrounding your joints. Scientists have recently discovered that cartilage could repair itself. This process is likely to be the most effective at the ankle, not that effective in the knee, and the least effective in the hip. Now, if a person has anosmia, which is also called smell blindness, they don't distinguish and detect smells. Your eyes never stop moving while taking in visual information. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to see the whole picture. These movements go unnoticed because your brain is a great video editor. It stabilizes the images and connects tons of fragments into one smooth video. The liver is the only human organ that can regenerate completely. Even if it's a mere 25% of the original liver weight, the organ can get back to its full size. Your mouth burns when you're snacking on pineapple because while you're eating this fruit, it's eating you back. Well, kind of. Pineapple is the only known food that contains bromelain. That's an enzyme that breaks down proteins. Luckily, your stomach acid knows how to deal with the offending enzyme. Now, we also have bacteria that can produce electricity living in our intestines. These bacteria give off electrons, which creates tiny electrical currents. This might be the bacteria's way to generate energy. Deja vu might actually be something like a brain processing lag. There's a theory claiming that it might happen when your brain is moving information from one part to another. If there's even the tiniest delay in that process, your brain will get the same information twice. In this case, it'll process it as an event that happened before. The DEC2 gene mutation allows people to have just a few hours of sleep a night and still feel great. They don't get tired and never sleep in. On average, such people wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. No more than 5% of the world's population has this feature. Your ears might pop or even hurt when you're on an airplane. You can solve this problem by simply chewing some gum. This opens up your eustachian tube. That's a small passage that connects your throat and your middle ear. Opening this passage helps equalize the pressure in your ears and puts an end to the popping. You can also yawn to open up the eustachian tubes. Your feet are likely to become bigger with time, just like your nose and your ears. You see, when people grow older, ligaments and tendons in their feet weaken. This makes the arches flatter, and the feet become wider and longer. Hey, not to freak you out or anything, but every second, your body creates 25 million new cells. I'll do the math for you. That means that in about 15 seconds, you'll have produced more cells than there are people in the United States. Think about that next time you feel you haven't been productive enough. It may account for only 2% of our body mass, but our brains actually take up 20% of our blood supply and oxygen. Our brains can also produce enough energy to supply a light bulb. That is, when we're awake. Ever thought about what the largest human organ is? It's your skin, and is thickest on the palms of your hands and soles of your feet. I know. I hate dusting too. But you are particularly responsible for that layer of fluff on your TV screen, you know. Every human being sheds about 600,000 particles of skin every hour, and most of the dust around your house is actually composed of that. So yes, we're all rather flaky. These days, it's considered more of a beauty mark, but the reason why people are born with a Cupid's bow is actually quite intriguing. As our features start to develop before we're even born, it appears that the Cupid's bow is actually the place where our face, well, zips up. The right side of the face and the left side of the face, that is. Well, in humans, it may not be that obvious. If you look at your dog's nose, you'll see it has a straight vertical line just under the nostrils. That's right, dogs have this zip too. Did you know you were born with more bones than you have today? At birth, we have somewhere around 300 bones, but as we age, some of them fuse together. That's why in adulthood, we end up having about 200 bones. Although your teeth are technically part of your skeletal system, they're not actually bones. They do look sort of similar and do share some characteristics, like being the hardest element in your body. Why the misconception, though? Well, it's mostly because both teeth and bones contain calcium. To be a bit more specific, about 99% of the body's calcium is in your bones and teeth. The remaining calcium is in your bloodstream. So, what makes them different, you might ask? It's in how the bones and teeth heal and how you should take care of them. While bones can repair and heal themselves, your teeth aren't able to do that. That's why we have dentists. We don't only have unique fingerprints, our tongues are one of a kind as well. Research has shown that those approximately 10,000 taste buds on our tongues are laid out in a unique pattern, specific for each one of us. About 80% of what you believe is taste is actually smell. The combination of taste and smell that we perceive is what we come to know as flavor. It's probably because our sense of smell is around 10,000 times stronger than our sense of taste. So, the next time you're tuning in your favorite song, try to pay some attention to your heartbeat. Do you hear that? Yep, that's right. While listening to some music, your heartbeat will sync with the rhythm of the song. And speaking of that healthy ticker of yours, just in case you're wondering, it beats on average about 75 times per minute. This means that in any given year, a human heart can pump enough blood to fill an Olympic-sized pool. What's even more fascinating is that if you were to connect all your blood vessels end to end, you'd be able to circle the Earth 4 times. But that would really hurt, so don't try that. We are the only species on this planet to have a chin. There's still some debate around this subject in the scientific community, but one of the reasons seems to be to make our jaws stronger. As humans have continued to evolve, their teeth and the muscles in their jaws got smaller and smaller. So they needed something to help with increased jaw resistance. That transparent part of your eye is called the cornea, and it helps the light go through. It's also the only part of your body that isn't connected to any blood supply. Why? Because it's especially designed to get its oxygen straight from the surrounding atmosphere. If you took out all the fat found in a healthy human body, it would be enough to make 7 bars of soap. We also produce enough saliva in our lifetimes to fill 2 swimming pools. Great expectorations. Ever wondered how much we actually eat during our whole lifetimes? I'll spare you the math. An average-sized person eats nearly 66,000 pounds of food throughout the whole course of their lifetime. How much is that for scale? About 6 elephants. And that ain't peanuts. Each of us carries around 4 pounds of bacteria on average at any given time in our bodies. But hey, don't go running to the doctor just yet. Most of that bacteria is actually good and have specific functions in the human body, like digestion and our immune systems. If you want to have an accurate depiction of your height, make sure you measure yourself in the morning. That's because you're about 0.4 inches taller right when you wake up. Trust me, it isn't magic. It's merely because, throughout the day, the soft cartilage between your spinal bones gets squashed down and compressed, making you seem shorter by the time you go to bed. We know that we have some sort of energy moving around our bodies, so we actually do emit a tiny amount of light. It's too weak for our own eyes to see, though, but if you think about it, you're actually glowing as we speak. That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.